The Tennessee Titans get the win over the Indianapolis Colts here at Lucas Oil Stadium. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, the Titans were able to pull this one out, get that win. How important was it for them to stick all the way through the four quarters of football and get it done?
It was huge. I mean, this game reminded me a lot of the first game between these two teams. It was played in Nashville. The Titans trailed that game 19-9. They trailed this game 16-6. Didn't look good for a long time, despite the fact the defense was playing well. Offense just was sputtering, couldn't get things going. But finally, a breakthrough late. Got rolling late and found a way to win, and that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how it looks, just as long as it ends up being a W.
One of the biggest parts of that late kind of rally was Derrick Henry in the run game. What was it that finally started clicking for this team?
Well, you know, they ran a lot of the same plays, but I think they made some adjustments, and I think, you know, Terry Robiski challenged the offense at the half about playing with a little bit more aggression, about executing, doing your job. Derrick Henry ran like a man possessed. He ran like a man that was upset over the result of the Iron Bowl from a day earlier because he was throwing guys off of him at the end. Really critical down the stretch. DeMarco Murray had a short touchdown run as part of the rally, but the run game really stepped it up late.
We saw a strong performance by the Titans defense. 8 sacks throughout the defense. How crucial was it that they really stepped up and kept this Titans team in the game?
Well, they're just relentless, and that's a term a lot of guys use, is just relentless pressure. I mean, Daquan Jones played well, had 2 sacks. You know, Brian Arakpo was coming off the edge. Derek Morgan contributed. A lot of guys, you know, had sacks. Eric Walden, Jayon Brown had a half sack. So guys were consistently getting after the quarterback. Biggest play of the game was Kevin Byard jumping on a fumble, you know, close to the Indy goal line. That kind of turned the tide a little bit, and the Titans were able to build on that momentum and find a way to win.
All right, well, the Titans are hopefully going to continue to build on this momentum as we go back to Nashville. We're getting ready to take on the Houston Texans at Nissan Stadium next week. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim White. I'm Amy Wells, and this is What Just Happened.